The Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Simen Shin Chof Ches, Sif Beis, Paskins, that will allow to be Mechal Shabbos for Choyla Sheyesh Boi Sakona. In Yoridea, Simen Shin Lamed Hei, Sif Yud, the remark quotes what we learn in our Gemara, the Mish Yesh Le Choyla B'teich Beisoi, if somebody has a chayil in his home, yelach etzel chacham shivakish alav rachim. He should go to a chacham to daven on his behalf. And the question now is somebody allowed to be mechal Shabbos for chayil sheyesh be sakana in order that the chacham should daven from him? That means, could you go chutz l'tchum? Could you make a phone call, send an email, or whatever, to a Talmud Chacham on Shabbos if Rachman Tzlan there's somebody who's not well and needs a refuah? The general consensus of the Paiskim, and we'll discuss this at length now, is that one has no right to be Mechal Shabbos under such circumstances, certainly not when it involves a Malacha D'Oraisa. The Birka Yosef in Aruch Chaim, Simen Shin Aleph Sivov, says that they found that there's a kameya, that if somebody, Rachman Tzlan, swallows poison, are you allowed, you write this kameya, and it'll help that individual. And the question is, if such a situation, Rachman Tzlan, happened on Shabbos, where someone swallowed poison, could you write the kameya? And in fact, he said that indeed happened, that there was a woman who drank by accident poison on Shabbos, and they wrote the kameya. And the question was, is it mutter, pikuach nefesh, is doicha Shabbos or not? So he says that the Gemara Masech the Yuma, that pei gimel am an aleph, quotes a machloikis of Ramatya ben Chorosh and Chachamim regarding somebody who was bitten by a wild dog. Do you allow to feed him from the liver of such a dog? And they used to say that eating the liver of a dog is the refuah for that disease. Can somebody eat that liver? And the Gemara, as I said, quotes a machloikus of Ramatya ben Chorosh and Chachamim, and the Rambam explains that the machloikis is when we know that you're allowed to do anything besides the gimel averus chamuris in a situation of pikuach nefesh, is it only by natural, normal refuas, or even by refuas that aren't based on medical science? The Rambam paskins like the Chachamim that says that refuah is mutter, you're allowed to do anything for pikuach nefesh, but only something based on medical science. And therefore, the Birka Yosef says that writing the kameya on Shabbos should be usur. But he quotes a Ratvas who differentiates between an issa d'oraisa, which one may not violate in a situation of pikuach nefesh if it doesn't have a medical basis to it, medical scientific basis to it, versus a situation of issur d'rabbanan. But he also quotes that the Ramban and the Rashba don't agree with the Rambam, and they hold that anything may be done in a situation of kuch nefesh, even a refuah that's not based on medical science. There's a famous tshuva from the Marsham where somebody was never sick on Shabbos and they sent a telegram to a tzaddik to daven on that individual's behalf. And the Basham says that it should be Osir, and he quotes the opinion of Rav Shlomo Kluger, who held it's Osir, even if you're allowed to write a Kameya under certain circumstances on Shabbos. Says the Masham, that's only a Samche Kameya of a Samche Gavra, where we know for sure that the Kameya, this Kameya has worked for this disease, and this person who writes this Kameya has that ability. Otherwise, it's Osir. But the story ends that the person who wrote the telegram, the way the Masham writes it, was sent the telegram was sent to the Sar Sholem of Belz, and now the Belz Rebbe said, I'm going to have to make sure that this person should have a refuah, because if the person doesn't have a refuah, it'll turn out that was Chilul Shabbos. The Tzitz Eliezer in Simin Yud Zayin, in Chelek Tes Simin Yud Zayin, Perek Dalid, takes a different approach regarding these non-medical refuahs. He says, if we know and we've seen that they've worked previously, then we could do them, even if it involves an Isser. Otherwise, we may not. There's another word that I saw from the Sefer Divrei Shalom, who quotes a Divrei Yecheskel from Shinov, who says, what we're allowed to do on Shabbos, the heter of Chilul Shabbos, is what we're allowed to do for a Chayla. But the heter of Chilul Shabbos does not apply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need us to tell him what to do, and therefore for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means tefillah, we're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos. The Tzitz Eliezer, in that Shuva that we just quoted, asks a question. Let's say there was somebody who was sick, and somebody else went and spent money to go to a chacham to daven on behalf of that sick individual. And now, unfortunately, that person passed away. But the person who had these expenses wants to get paid back for the money he laid out to go to the chacham to daven for this sick individual. So he says the fact that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch don't quote this Gemara of Yelchei Tzachachim Yivakish Lech Rachmim seems to say that it's not an absolute obligation, it's only a Eitzah Toiva. And even though we quoted at the beginning of the Shir the opinion of the Ramah says it as a Yesh Omrim, the Yesh Ramah doesn't say it as an absolute obligation that one is obligated to do this. Moreover, we don't know who is the chacham who has the ability to help this person have a refuah. Moreover, he says, look at our Gemara. Our Gemara says, Mishyesh lechoyle b'teich beisoy. So it's only a family member, but somebody who's not a family member doesn't have the same rule. Moreover, he says, if you look in the wording of the Ramah, Ramah says, Yelech Eitzel Chacham Shebeir. What does it mean, Yelech Eitzel Chacham Shebeir? So Ramah means to say, the Chacham that lives in your city. But Ramah may be specifically coming to teach us that who says you should go to a different Chacham, and therefore the Tzitz Eliezer Paskins, you're not entitled to get the money back that you laid out for expenses to daven to go to a chacham to daven for a chayla. The Seif Or Hadeya gives a mashal why we don't daven for a chayla on Shabbos. He says there was once a king. He gives a mashal. There was once a king who married off his daughter, and he invited everybody to a beautiful wedding, and everything, it was a lavish affair. In the middle of the affair, somebody comes in screaming at the king telling him, there's somebody in your country who's dying from hunger and he doesn't have what to eat. It's obviously going to be a terrible embarrassment and a terrible interruption and disturbance to the king when somebody does this. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Shabbos Malkus to the world. And we all have a neshama yaseir on Shabbos. And therefore on Shabbos, we have to be careful not to disturb that neshama yaseir. The Sefer Imrei Zev explains, now we can understand why when we daven on Monday and Thursday when we lay from the Sefer Torah, after Kriyas HaTorah we say, Yirotzon Fnei Avinu Shebishamayim, L'racham Aleinu V'al Petusenu, L'mnoi Mashkus Magefim Aleinu Ma'al Kabeis Yisrael. And then we say, Yirotzon Fnei Avinu Shebishamayim, L'kayim Banu Chacham Yisrael. Because our Gemara is teaching us that after the Chacham, who represents, as we spoke in our previous year, Torah, brings Refuah. So it's most appropriate after we lay that we should speak about that taka we should all be gesund und stark. And the Chofetz Chaim explains, it says in Tehillim, Ezri mi'im Hashem oisei shamayim v'aretz. Well, it should have said Ezri mi Hashem. Why does it say me'im Hashem? So he explains, because our Gemara says that we don't only turn to Hashem, we also turn to the Chacham. And therefore we say Ezri mi'im Hashem. The Im Hashem, the people who are close to Hashem, the Chacham who are close to Hashem, we daven to them when we have somebody who needs a refuah. The Gemara discusses the power of saying the Parashas HaKetores. Says the Imramis, if you look at the first three words of the Parashas HaKetores, it says, Kach Lecha Samim. Kach Lecha Samim, if you look at the last letters of those three words, is Chacham. Just like Torah has a tremendous koyach, so too does the Chacham have the tremendous koyach to bring and help refuah for an individual who needs some.